Okay, it's now time for our mini set, followed by our two feature performances. So I'm excited about all of them. And first of all, doing the mini set is Bev Tappan, who happens to have a son named Dan. And Bev is a poet, but she's also a songwriter. And Dan is going to be accompanying her on a couple of songs. And then she's going to read some poems about Ecuador. She's just returned from a birding expedition in Ecuador. Please, a big welcome to Bev Tappan and Dan, who will accompany her.
Flattery will get you everywhere. No, this is fine. I also appreciate the warm welcome for Dan Tappan's mother. And I appreciate my kids' support over there. And Dan and I haven't had too much time to rehearse, so we hope we can get together on this.
Are you ready to go, okay? Or do you want to say anything more?
I guess so.
We're so busy snapping pictures, we forget to look at the scene. We're so quick at sending twitters, we forget to ask what they mean. Sitting at the coffee table, I'm expressing my point of view. While expounding my opinion, I forget to listen to you. We're so busy snapping pictures, we forget to look at the scene. We're so quick at sending twitters, we forget to ask what they mean. Slowing down to smell the roses surely is some good advice. Living fully in the moment, you don't have to tell us twice. We're so busy snapping pictures, we forget to look at the scene. We're so quick at sending twitters, we forget to ask what they mean. Concentrating on the music of a mighty symphony, we no longer have a need for an extensive vocabulary. We're so busy snapping pictures, we forget to look at the scene. We're so quick at sending twitters, we forget to ask what they mean. Perhaps a life of contemplation is just what all of us need. Or at least a short vacation at a Benedictine monastery. Then we'd think while snapping pictures, and we'd stop to look at the scene. Call a halt to sending twitters until we could say what we mean. Until we could say what we mean.
So Dan once said that every poet or songwriter should have a rant about what's happening to the planet. So this is my rant. Lament for a dying planet. In seas, in seas where we once flourished, life is no longer nourished. It's choking on our tons of plastic swill.
You were once our cradle, and you may be our grave. The mother that Orestes chose to kill. It's not that you've betrayed us, you've done your best to save us, but we have overrun you. We've ripped out all your trees, polluted all your streams, flattened your mountains into sludge. We've mined out all your guts, turned rich soil into dust, crowded all our fellow creatures out. It's not that you betrayed us, you've done your best to save us, but we have overrun you, as we have overcome you. We're spewing greenhouse gases, we don't care what the cost is, and where it all will stop. Who is to say? So when it gets too damn hot, here's a not so cheerful thought. Another mass extinction's on the way. It's not that you betrayed us, you've done your best to save us, but we overrun you, as we have overcome you. Yes, we have overrun you, as we have overcome you. Well, on a little more cheerful note, I came back from birding with elder hostlers in Ecuador. And as you know, Ecuador's on the equator, so no matter how high you go, it's still not all that cold. And when you're down low, you're in the jungle. So the ups and downs of Ecuador. Agoutis and ant-eating armadillos, anis and toucans and bronze parrots are just a few exotic dwellers found in Ecuador's cloud forests. And if you ascend to the Andean highlands, caracara and condors will soar overhead. Andean deer will graze in the grasslands. Alpine hare will lurk in the shade. Unique paramo plants abound, giant rosettes and grasses above all. Downy and lidded leaves are found, protected from the wind's assault, and all are steadily upward moving as Earth's climate continues warming. The spice of variety. In Ecuador, plátanos are fed to the birds. Those are kind of bananas. Dozens of hummers, tanagers, and such. In Ecuador, mango juice is savored and passion fruit mousse, but not too much. Ecuadorians favor grass-fed beef, sea bass, camarones, and farm pond trout. Yucca strips dipped in sugar are a treat. Espresso they will never do without. Ecuador is home to many climates, subtropical and temperate and more, which Andean cloud forests generate. It all depends on how far up you go. So if you're feeling tired of deja vu, Ecuador is the perfect place for you. Our cabaña overlooks an Andean valley lightly flecked with clouds that keep these jungle forests green. Before me hangs a feeder used by crowds of hummingbirds of every stripe and hue, tawny, black and white, scarlet or teal,
But this is an aerial warfare view, far from a peaceful bucolic scene. These winged warriors swoop and dart at any color but their own, briefly sip with kindred cohorts, then shoot the alien flyers down. Who's unlike me must be my foe, a rule that every earthling knows. And at the Rio Cosanga, we left our San Ysidro cabanas and stopped at the bridge on the Rio Cosanga to search for the elusive yellow duck, for which we were not to be in luck. However, blue swallows sat on a rail, preening and flipping their wings and tails, then dipping and swooping in widening arcs, snapping up insects above the rocks, where the river rushed in a foaming flood, fed by the weeping clouds above. Some of you remember the eclipse. This was where I live at Riverwoods Retirement Community. Three oldsters sit on a wall to watch the supermoon's eclipse, a sight they will not live to see again. The stars shine faint in the ebony night as a shadow darkens the moon's left rim. This moon that bathes our faces with light and spotlights the jet plane streaking west, in olden times would have filled with fright our primitive ancestors' childish hearts. A monstrous mouth, they would have thought, was eating their beacon amidst the gloom. It is not without some dread we watch the red cloak spread across the moon. When barely a sliver of silver shows, we rise and repair to our separate quarters. The next night, we welcome the cheering glow of an only slightly diminished goddess who yet protects us from the dark. My daughter's supposed to let me know when I'm running over time. Some of us like to go kayaking, and this is about White Lake up by Chicago. It's like dipping our paddles in glass. So clear is the water, so pristine the sand. We watch as reflections glide past, the pines and the hemlocks in orderly ranks. Three loons are reflected as well, the mother and father with chick in between. Soon they will hear the south call and singly take flight to the beckoning sea. A migrating monarch drifts by, one of an army toward Mexico bound. And what is our path, you and I? Do we too respond to the warm siren's sound? Or must we accede to the cold, settle down in our comforter blanket of snow? And I think this is my last one, right? Okay, this is called Finale, appropriately enough. The flashy, flaunting maples have had their say, and oaks now hold their tawny sway. Orange melanged with bronze, mingled with hints of green, the eye is pleased to linger on. And so too do slim beeches add ochre notes to the scene, all joining in fall's final fling and in no hurry to let go. Skiers will find leaves lingering on branches laced with snow. A tip of the hat to tenacity. Why not prolong the final bow?
Thank you. Thank you, Bev Tappan. Wonderful.